Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 1:49 here on the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to upgrade your windows with Time to upgrade your windows with Infinity by Marvin. Installation labor is 50% off through November 30th. Once again, your time check is now presently 150 here at 830-WCCO. A couple of texts here. Like I said, I always love filling in for Chad because the texters are, I think they make some good points and they're pretty funny. I mean, there's some funny ones. They're like,
We
were talking about that Donald Trump wants them to name the commander's new stadium after him. So somebody suggested Felony Field. That has a nice alliteration to it. You know, FedEx Field, Felony Field. I like that. That's a good one. That's a good one at all. Somebody else says here about Trump, because I voted for Trump 3 times and I would vote for him again. I agree that he's not a nice guy. Biden seemed to be a nice guy. He was just totally clueless. I'd rather have somebody who is not so nice running our country than a clueless nice guy. The leaders of the company I work for, which is a Fortune 500 company, are not what you would consider nice either, but the results are what they are, results driven. Americans have thin skin and it doesn't take too much to get them upset about anything nowadays. Well, there's a lot here. I'm not talking about whether he's a nice guy or not a nice guy. In fact, I think when he wants to be nice, like he was on the air yesterday, he can be a very personable guy. Bill Maher went over and did lunch with him and said he's really a nice guy.
Bill wants to do it again.
Yeah, I would love to play golf with him. I would say, why do you do this? Why do you do that? I would love to ask questions of him and see if he'd answer them.
His strokes for him?
I would not count his strokes for him. I don't take golf that seriously. I mean, you generally don't. But I'm not saying that he's not nice. I'm saying he is. My biggest problem with Trump is he's anti-democratic. Okay, he's trying to fix the elections. He doesn't accept them when he loses. He doesn't play by the rules when it comes to that. And he's taking from the poor and giving to the rich. Those are my two main problems with Trump. That's the two main problems I have with him. He's definitely doing it. He cares about getting rich people richer, and he doesn't. And if the poor people have to pay for it, that's fine by him. I don't think he cares one way or the other. That's my problems with Trump. Not that he's not nice. So I got that out of the way. ChatGPT. I can't believe I saw this article again today that you sent me. Two Minnesota attorneys have joined a growing disreputable list of legal officers caught submitting legal filings using phony case citations fabricated by artificial intelligence. Any lawyer now, a lot of lawyers are using ChatGPT to write briefs and stuff.
Sure.
I don't trust it. I think I would have to get a really good AI, and ChatGPT, my experience with ChatGPT is it's not very good. There's so many mistakes in it. For example, do you realize now whenever you Google something, ChatGPT comes up?
Yes.
That's the first thing you get.
Google AI right there.
Yeah, and like I was doing this, I was talking about a couple weeks ago on my Sunday show, I was preparing for doing the Quessy that I was kind of saying. Quessy, you know, has not drafted very well. And some of his free agent signings this year haven't been so good. And so I kind of went back and I wanted to see what other free agent signings he had. And I Googled it. And, I mean, I'm seeing mistakes. I mean, right there, I'm saying, who did they have in 2023? And they were naming guys that he had in 2025. I mean, I could see it right from the start. Mm-hmm. I've looked up a lot. So now I just skip past the ChatGPT AI and just jump to, you know, what's actually like some sort of a story or something that they found for me. Because it's not reliable in any way, shape, or form. And for lawyers to use it, that's fine. But how hard is it to yourself do it? Or to get a law clerk to do it, or get an associate to do it, to say, check and see if these cases are real. I mean, all cases have a citation number. We all have subscriptions to Westlaw, where if you go and type in the case number, it gives you, the case pops up on your screen. you know, it's a paid service. Every lawyer has to have it. All these old laws, things where you see all the law books on the walls, those aren't there anymore. Mm-hmm. Nobody has a law book anymore. It's all done online. It's been this way since I've been a lawyer, which is 26 years.
You still have the shelves, though, to make it look good when people walk in the office?
I got shelves, but I don't have law books on it. I got some cool-looking shelves, but...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But the point is, it's very simple to check for it. You just go and you do a Westlaw search, and if that case doesn't show up, you know it was, it's called a hallucination. So, and this judge, and this is not the, this judge, so I got to read a little bit more about the story, because this judge strikes me as not the judges I know. Within the legal community, as in many industries, lawyers and paralegals are using AI tools to improve efficiency. One consequence is that chatbots sometimes generate made-up information known as an AI hallucination. Hennepin County Judge Lori Miller said in a hearing on Friday, "In my experience and in the experience of colleagues, AI is not something that takes the place of human lawyers. At this point, I don't trust ChatGPT as far as I can throw it." Where in here is she not reprimanding these lawyers for doing this? There was a story a couple months back where the judge, there were multiple cases in this lawyer's brief, and the judge gave him a $5,000 sanction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not the end of the world, but I mean, it's something. You know, you're not going to, you know, and you could hold him in contempt and give him a night in jail, I suppose, if you can. You can't be citing fake stuff in your brief. And to sit there and if you use ChatGPT and don't check everything or any form of an AI, and don't check everything. I mean, that is a serious violation, I think, for her. So she seems really, and then here's the thing. The lawyer's name is a guy named Frederick Knack. The case caught by Miller involved a memorandum written by veteran Twin Cities attorney Frederick Knack. Three different cases he cited in the 6-page document for a housing case that he claimed supported his legal argument did not exist. He says, I've had at least one other case in the last year where I've seen this happen. This is the judge. We're seeing increased reports of other courts seeing it happening as well. It's not an isolated problem. It's one we need to nip in the bud to see if we can turn it into an isolated problem, the judge said. Then Knack said, I was relying on the tool for efficiency, not deception, Knack said to the judge. This has mortified me beyond belief. There is no intent to deceive here. Well, not an intent, but it's called negligence.
Yes, I mean, not doing your job. You've read the news over the last couple years of this happening multiple times.
Has been to some sort of a continuing legal education where they bring up AI, you got to be careful, you got to look, hallucinations. If this guy hasn't heard this, because if you gave me that brief and said, look at it, it would take me less than 5 minutes to find out. You just have to go on, put the name of the case in the Westlaw, and there's going to be, and you're not going to see a case. You're going to go, that ain't a real case. The judges I run in front of, I mean, you put a comma in the wrong place and they're dressing you down.
Sure.
I'm not kidding you. We had a case in our office, a law school classmate of mine, I won't use her name, but we were local counsel on a case, and the lead counsels who do everything, the local counsels do nothing. That means we're in Minnesota, we have to sign some of the pleadings, but they go and have the trial. And the main lawyers had violated all sorts of things and they were heavily sanctioned. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm sanctioning all the trial lawyers or counsel. And so my partner is losing his mind thinking, what? We had to file a brief with the judge to make it clear that we weren't included in that. So that was kind of sloppy writing on her part as well. So there you go. A little insight into some of the, but I'm shocked that the judge didn't do anything more than that. When we come back, we'll talk a little more Vikings, Wolves, maybe Wild, maybe Twins with Chip Scoggins as he makes his weekly appearance here on the Chad Hartman Show. Korzenowski sitting in for Chad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.